three-pointer. It goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Jhené Hoyng in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoyng. A run out by Hoyng. Got it for two. What a player by Jhené Hoyng. Five in a row by Jhené. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores Broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket.
On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround, 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick, shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And good evening to you once again here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie at Sydney High School. It's the second game of our doubleheader in the girls' Division IV sectional tournament here at SHS. Very good crowd filling the Sydney gym to near capacity. I bet at one point there late in that first game between Rushi and Lehman, we were in excess of 1,000. It's thinned out a little bit between games. A lot of folks out enjoying concessions, but they're coming back into the stands at the moment. Legacy, Christian, and Houston all set to do battle here in game two. Legacy Christian, a 2 seed. Houston, a 5 seed. Legacy Christian plays in the Metro Buckeye Conference, a mark of 20-2 on the year for Legacy. Houston, of course, from the Shelby County League. The Wildcats, 9-13 on the year. Head coach Brad Allen of Houston jumped on Legacy at the tournament draw. Legacy perhaps doesn't play quite the competition that Houston does. Game 1 through 22 on the year. However, this Legacy Christian club going 20-2, losing just twice to Alder and Waynesville, has beaten the likes of Chaminade, Troy Christian twice, Jamestown Greenview, Franklin Monroe. It's a team which has real good outside shooting, Chuck. According to Houston head coach Brad Allen, and the Lady Wildcats have got to be on their toes defensively. They'll have to man. He says we'll go man-to-man and try to stick with them. But it could be an uphill struggle for Houston. Clearly the underdog in this game against the number two seed, Legacy Christian.
Yeah, they are. And, I mean, Legacy Christian doesn't play us in as tough a league. But, boy, they had a tough non-league schedule. And they actually held their own in some of those games. So to beat CJ at CJ, you've done something.
Yep. Legacy Christian features two scorers at 14 and 15 points a game. Emma Hess, 6 foot sophomore, 15 a game. Emily Riddle, a 5'8 senior, 14 a game. And Kathleen Honor, spelled A-H-N-E-R, a 5 foot 6 inch sophomore, averages 10 a game. So it's a trio of very good double digit scorers, which Houston will have to slow down here in this game tonight.
How are we saying this name?
Good try, Yuzinski.
Thank you.
That's what we'll go with.
It works for me.
Yeah, she's a substitute off the bench for the Legacy Christian Knights. And her first name is Maria Yuzinski. Houston led by 9.4 a game from Jess Monier and 9 a game from Amber Stangle. Jess, a 6 foot senior, 6.3 rebounds, 3 blocks per outing. Stangle, 5.5 rebounds in addition to her 9 points a game. Houston's got to play excellent defense. Legacy Christian is averaging, Chuck, in excess of 54 per game on the year.
That's impressive.
So Houston's got to play mighty good D in this contest here tonight.
Well, they need Jess Monier, who it seems like she's been playing for Houston for about 20 years. But she needs to have a big game for him tonight. She needs to score inside and be a force inside, because she's going to have the size over anybody else out there for Legacy Christian.
And Houston's got to take advantage of that. That's all there is to it.
Oh, absolutely. If you got an advantage, you got to play it, especially when you get into the tournament.
Yeah, but Houston's got to be very careful with the basketball at the offensive end and maximize its success when it gets the ball and limit the turnovers. And when possible, dish it down inside to Monier on the interior. The winner of this game returns on Saturday at 3:30 to take on Riverside, which took a first-round bye. So the winner of this game comes back on Saturday at 3:30 in the second game of a Saturday doubleheader in lower bracket sectional semifinal action. The first game will pit Rushi, the winner of Game 1 tonight, against Bodkins. That's the 2 o'clock game on Saturday. And again, the second contest will feature the winner of this game against Riverside. That will be at 3:30. Meanwhile, the first two games on Saturday are set, because Mechanicsburg defeated Jackson Center last night. So Mechanicsburg plays Ansonia at 11 on Saturday. Ansonia grabbed a first-round bye. And two other winners last night, Fort Loramie and Fairlawn, will join up and play at 12:30 on Saturday in the second of two upper bracket sectional semifinals. About 2 minutes away from the tip here in Game 2, featuring Houston and Legacy Christian. I'd like to remind you that we are on the web online here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Chuck will return in a moment with starting lineups and the opening tip. It's Houston wearing the home white with red trim against Legacy Christian in the light Carolina blue and white piping. The start of the game in a minute on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK Soccer Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG, American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Findlay has got you covered. The highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. And we're priced to fit your budget with finance options. Application is easy. Plus, Goffney's new innovative support report system can find your perfect fitting mattress and take advantage of five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts, new inventory of furniture always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, just west of I-75 and Route 47. Go, Goffney. We've got you covered. New underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com feature Maury's Landing. That's Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362 in Minster. Open at 6 in the morning. Superb breakfast. It's very popular at 6 o'clock in the morning. You'll love that breakfast food at Maury's. And try that baked haddock dinner at night. An array of burgers and wraps at noon. And thanks to Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney, Regal with a corner on the market because of quality and reliability. The trophies, plaques, and awards, count on Regal, 1269 Walpock Avenue in Sydney, at regaltrophyawards.com. That's Regal for the crowning touch. And thanks as well here on scoresbroadcast.com to Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you closely, step by step by step, as you build your new home. That's Dan Eilerman Construction, 419-582-3824, 419-582-3824. Over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every home improvement project. Starting lineups being introduced for both clubs for the Houston Wildcats. It is Amber Stengel, 5'5 sophomore to guard. Addie White joins her out front, a 5'5 senior. Also on the perimeter, Holly Voisard, a 5'4 senior. Along the front line, Hayden Riesenbeck, a 5'8 senior, and Jess Monier at the post, a 6-foot-tall senior. Opening five for Legacy Christian is as follows. Margaret Kensinger, 5'6 sophomore at a wing. Emily Riddle, a 5'8 senior, 14 points a game along the front line. Maddie Combs at a guard. Maddie's a 5'6 junior. Kathleen Honor, a 5'6 sophomore at a forward, and Emma Hess in the middle, a 6-foot soft, 15 points a game. Game gets underway with the opening tap being won by Legacy Christian, and right away, Chuck, Emily Riddle launches a 3-pointer. It's off the mark. Legacy not shy about shooting. Here is Houston straight away. Triple is good. Banked in by Amber Stengel. I think it hit the window and kicked through.
It did.
Oh.
In this day of the ATM, the bank is always open.
3-0. Houston draws first blood. Here's Legacy Christian driving through the lane. Ball thrown out on the arc to Kensinger. She fires. It is too hard off the backboard. Rim no good. 3-point shot missed. Long carom, though, gobbled up a Legacy. Legacy nearly dropped the ball at the top of the circle. The Knights get it back, though. Here's the weave. Right down the lane, it's Honor. Shot it while motoring toward the basket. Too high off the glass. Rebound down to Houston. Here comes Holly Voisard up the floor. Voisard behind the arc. Left-hand dribble. Houston leads 3-0. Now here's Amber Stengel. Amber 20 feet away. Taller player hovers over her, so she gives it up. On a weave to Voisard. Outside the arc of the left. My goodness gracious. She banks in a 3-pointer. Wow. Unbelievable start for the Houston Wildcats. two banked in threes from way downtown. One by Voisard, one by Stengel. Here's Legacy Christian on a drive, dribbling through the bottom of the key. Goes Hess. Hess on the run, rimmed it from 6 feet. Rebound down to Houston. Good start for the Lady Cats, who lead it 6-0. We played 2 minutes. Outside the arc on the left for Houston, it's Voisard. She dropped it, handed off to a teammate. Houston settles into its attack. 25 feet away on the left, it's Riesenbeck. Trying to lob down inside to Monier. Monier catches low on the right. Spin move. No good, but a foul. She'll get two. Head coach Brad Allen, Chuck, couldn't have asked for a better beginning.
No, I mean, this is how you upset teams, is you go out and make some shots that maybe you don't normally make. But don't normally take. Yeah, but Hess just picked up her first foul. They need to be careful of that because he's going to have trouble guarding Monier in the lane.
Yep, Monier is in and out on the free throw try. Second one coming. She was smacked on the arm in the act of shooting. 5:53 to go opening quarter. Houston leads at 6-0. Second shot, Monier a bit heavy. Hit the back rim. Rebound tracked down by Legacy. A dribble drive down the floor. It is Honor. Honor, it's a teammate in the lane.
Wow.
A little runner by Emma Hess is good. Soft touch, front rim, back rim, and through. Quickly down the floor. It is Stengel for Houston. Dribbles through the lane area. Lost the ball. Then Legacy got it and lost it. Houston has it in the lane. It's pried loose by Legacy. Ball rolls to midcourt. And guess what? A white shirt's got it. Voisard for Houston, 25 feet away. Throws to Monier at the elbow on the right. On top to Riesenbeck. 5:13 to go, first quarter. Houston 6, Legacy 2. Dribbling down the right of the lane goes White. White to Riesenbeck in the paint area. Dropped it, got it back. Her pass is intercepted. Stolen to Legacy. It is kicked around on the floor. Legacy's got it. Here's Hess down the floor in a hurry. Emma's got the long braided pigtails. Here's a three-point try out back by Legacy. Batty Combs, no good, short. Rebound down to Houston. 6-2, Wildcats. 4:42 to go in the first quarter. Houston leads on the strength of triples by Voisard and Stengel. Here's a lob pass down inside. Voisard available to the rim. Shot deflected away. Taken by Legacy. Long throw down the floor. Broken up by Monier of Houston. The ball then ricocheted off the backboard to a Wildcat player. 4:20 left to go, first quarter. Houston up and over the timeline. Still leading 6-2. So far, Legacy's offense, Chuck, has been a little bit frayed. Quick shots, a little wild, although here's a turnover by Houston.
The only shot that has looked good is the one that Emma Hess took going down the lane.
Right. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Legacy dribbling, top of the circle, it's Honor. Coming out to catch is Riddle. Outside the arc on the right, it's Combs. Here's Hess, free behind the arc, doesn't shoot. Goes foul line, then goes opposite to Combs. Boy, Houston keeping an eye on Hess. He's rather slender. Houston's inside players certainly have got a little more strength than does Emma, the 15-point scorer for Legacy. And she'll be spied on by white shirts all evening long. The dribbling between the legs for Legacy is Honor, the sophomore, and off to Hess. Hess starts down the lane. A running shovel shot with the left is good. She's got two field goals. Houston's lead trimmed to 6-4. 3:31 to go, first quarter. Quickly up the floor for Houston. It is Riesenbeck. Gives it up to a cutter darting into the lane. It is blocked away. That's Megan Meyer on the court now, wearing number 2 for Houston. Legacy splattered that ball out of bounds in the corner. Good defense by the Knights. Wildcats throwing in below the basket. It is triggered by Voisard into Monier. Turnaround 8-footer, short, no good. Rebound saved in by the Wildcats, but right to the Knights. Here's Hess dribbling behind the back. Look at her go. Down the lane, on the run, off the back iron, no good. Rebound to Riesenbeck for Houston. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Riesenbeck to Voisard, outside the arc on the left. Bounce pass, left corner, handled there by Stengel. Straight away, Jess Monier. She lets it go from there, way short. Rebound caught below the basket by Legacy. which is down 6-4. Quickly up the floor for Legacy Christian. It's Honor. Straight away, three-point try. Bullseye by Maddie Combs. And Legacy Christian with seven straight answers to take the lead, 7-6, after Houston pumped in the first half dozen. Here's Houston breaking Legacy's pressure. A second pass, a third pass, a layup, no good, but a foul on Legacy. At the free throw line, Stengel for Houston. Well, you can tell this Houston club is well coached, Chuck. Brad Allen's team attacked against Christian's pressure right there. They didn't wallow around with the basketball at the center line and try to set up the offense.
No, they did a nice job of just, and when you beat the press by passing it, you're in good shape.
Yeah, if you make a good pass or two, probably the worst case scenario is free throws. And that's what we have here. The first one by Amber Stengel is good to tie the game up at 7 with 2:27 left in the first quarter. And now the officials confer.
I think they're talking about who that last foul was called on.
Hess for Legacy Christian is really fleet of foot. She moves with the basketball very fluidly, and she'll be a tough customer for Houston to corral all night long. Second free throw by Stengel is in there. Houston 8, Legacy Christian 7. 2:20 left to go here in the first quarter. Hess down the floor. Deep left corner for Legacy, fires it to Katie Leach. A 5'6 sophomore is in, and she throws it out back to a teammate, Emma Hess, and my goodness gracious, she bombs a 24-footer, rolling it right down through the ropes, and head coach Brad Allen of Houston says, we've got to talk about defensive assignments. Timeout, Legacy leads by 2, 10-8, late in the first, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
That here's a perfect example of head coach Brad Allen's team being finally coached. Houston, after the timeout, beats pressure from Legacy. And here's a real good driving layup by Hayden Riesenbeck. And she shot it with the left hand. Beautifully done. Here's a quick three by Combs for Legacy. No, off the back iron. Rebound Houston. We're tied at 10. A minute 45 to go in the first quarter. Dribbling Voicerd gives it up on the weave. Here's Addie White through the lane, dribbling off a Legacy foot, taken away by Christian. Here's a run out down the floor, driving layup, got it. Emily Riddle drove hard to the rim. 12-10, Legacy leads. Houston in backcourt. It is Voicerd up the left side. She's pinched, gets rid of the pass, throws it cross court to White. Shot blocked out of bounds by Emma Hess. 12-10, Legacy. 1:17 left to go here in the first quarter. Houston inbounding, low in the right. It is Voicerd. Oh, nice dish.
Nice.
It is caught by Stengel. Layup is in. Well done.
Nice inbounds play right there. Stengel came from the other side, came off a screen.
Yep.
And rolled down. Nobody came close to her.
Yeah, she peeled right off a player for Houston who screened the Legacy defender, and it resulted in a layup on the inbounds play below the rim for the Wildcats, who tied the game at 12 with 56.9 to go here in the first quarter. The Knights of Legacy Christian wear the Carolina blue. They've got the ball at midcourt. It is Honor on the bounce. Goes far right wing to Combs. Straight away to the driver, who is Katie Leach, and off the bench. A running shot is no good. Too hard. Rebound Riesenbeck for Houston. Let's see if head coach Brad Allen elects to play for a shot. 32 seconds to go, first quarter. Voicerd top of the key. Throws to Riesenbeck in the lane. Out back to the three-point shooter. Along the high one by Megan Meyer. Hit the rim, no good. Rebound kicks to Riesenbeck. Back to Meyer in the lane. It is stolen on the play by Legacy. 16 seconds to go, first quarter. Nearly a palming violation by Honor, who gives it up deep right corner to the jump shooter, Leach. Blocked out of bounds by Monier of Houston with 10.3 to go. Tied at 12 late in the first. Inbounding Honor, left of the basket for Legacy. Danielle Matthews, a 5'9 senior, has checked in. They want to go to her. Instead, it's thrown to Hess. Left baseline. Fall away. 12-footer. Swish!
She is really smooth.
Oh, she is. 2 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Houston long pass down the floor. Broken up by Matthews of Legacy. And the first quarter finishes Legacy 14, Houston 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McVee. Houston got off to a good start here in game two tonight, pouring in two threes at the outset. One made by Stangle, another by Voisard. Amber Stangle hit one, Holly Voisard hit another, and it was 6-0 Houston, but Legacy Christian got on a roll. Legacy leads it thanks to the scoring of Emma Hess, 14-12, as we begin play here in the second quarter, and Houston turns it over right away, over and back.
Now that's 7 turnovers for the Wildcats. That's too many to have at this point in the game.
Yeah, Legacy's picked up the steam at the defensive end. Opening 15 seconds, second period of play. Here's Kathleen Honor, the 5'6 sophomore, 20 feet away, goes high post to Matthews. They look for a cutter in the lane. It goes down low on the left. It is caught by Emily Riddle. The spin shot is good. 8-footer by Riddle. Well-run play by Legacy, which owns its biggest lead, 16-12. Houston once led by 6. It's 6-0. 7:20 to go in the third. Deep in the right corner, it is Meyer. Meyer's got it to guard. Ball goes cross court, handled by Houston. It's Addie White. Here's a jump shot by Voisard outside the arc on the right. It is no good off the iron. Scramble for the rebound. Let's see what's been called, a foul on a white shirt.
Megan Meyer.
Megan Meyer picked up the personal, 7:07 to go here in the second quarter with Legacy leading 16-12. Emma Hess probably comes out very few minutes of a game for Legacy Christian.
She looks like a long-distance runner, so I'm sure she's got to be in excellent shape.
She looks like a cross-country runner for sure. You're so right, Chuck. She does. Here's Danielle Matthews, top of the circle for Legacy Christian. Gives the ball up to a teammate. It's Honor, high right. They try to post up Hess down inside. Chasing her is Holly Voisard. And Hess has got about 5 inches on her. Here's a long three-point shot left flank by Margaret Kinsinger. Way short. Rebound down to Houston. Here's a fast break. The driving layup. Got it. Voisard, a nice play for Houston, which is within two. It's 16-14. Love the way the Wildcats get it out and run. Into the lane. It is Kinsinger. Now to Hess. Hess on a weave to Honor. Shake and bake move. Now to Matthews. Top of the circle for Legacy. Leaves it behind her for Honor. Honor handoff to teammate Maddie Combs. Right down the pike. Shoveled it. Short. Tie up with a rebound. Legacy will keep it.
I like the way Honor handles the basketball out there. She's very solid.
She's swift. That's for sure. Legacy Christian 20-2 for good reason. Ball inbounded, far right corner. It's Combs. Might have been a double dribble.
Was.
Yep. Head coach Allen was trying to get the official's attention. And then Legacy, hemmed in the far corner of the floor, gets a timeout. 5:55 to go in the second. Houston trails by two on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Up here we go. 2 minutes gone in quarter number two. Legacy Christian leads Houston by a score of 16-14. Here is Legacy inbounding the ball, top of the circle. Handled there by Maddie Combs. Far right wing to Emma Hesk. She's available. Available, I should say. The sharpshooter for Legacy let it fly from distance. It was short. Hit the rim, went way up in the air, and Houston speared the rebound. Taken down by Monier. 5.5 to go here in the second quarter. Houston needs to work Monier into the action. Ball thrown to the post. Then on the arc where Houston tries a triple. Straightaway Stengel. No. Off the back brace. Long rebound Wildcats who throw it away. Far side of the floor. And Legacy will bring it down. Houston giving a good account of itself so far, Chuck. Only down two. We played 11 minutes.
Yeah, and then that's with Monier haven't scored yet.
Right. She did get to the stripe, couldn't connect in two free throws. Here's Matthews with the ball for Legacy. She roams the lane right down the middle. Missed the driving layup. Good offensive set, but no conversion at the basket. Quickly down the floor, Meyer on the arc for Houston. Left side to Riesenbeck. Launches a lefty. Hard, long rebound. It's garnered by Stengel. Stengel chucks up the three. It missed. Matthews has got the rebound for Legacy. Gives it up on the play to Emily Riddle, who barges down the floor, goes toward the sideline, and coughed it up. Turnover Legacy, which gets going a little too quick for its own good.
Yeah, they've only turned it twice, but that time they were out of control.
4:42 left to go here in the second quarter. And as you mentioned earlier, Chuck, Houston's got to limit the turnovers. At least seven so far, a few too many. Looks like Legacy Christian might be in a zone defense.
Yeah, the last couple of times down, they've gone 3-2.
High right, Addie White's got it for Houston. Goes baseline to Stengel, back to White. Jumping, shooting, a long two-pointer. Hit the rim, skied in the air, did the ball. Rebound yanked down low in the left on Legacy. Punched out of bounds by Houston. Good board work by Kensinger of Legacy Christian, which leads by two with 4:21 left to go here in the second quarter. 16-14 Knights. Nobody scored in 2 minutes. Here's a behind-the-back dribble by Honor. Gives it up on the arc. On the play to Riddle. Riddle dropped it off to the post. No one there. Houston's got the loose ball. Here comes Riesenbeck over the timeline. Left corner, Meyer. Back to Riesenbeck. Straightaway pass on the play to Addie White. White to Riesenbeck against the zone. Deep left corner, Meyer. Here's Stengel, right corner. Line drive triple. It rattles, no good. Monier can't reel in the rebound. Legacy had it momentarily. Out of bounds to Houston.
5 foot Megan Meyer, the freshman, went in, grabbed it, threw it over her head, and off of a Legacy player.
Meyer, a five-footer, Stengel at 5'5", White at 5'5". Height advantage, clearly, to Legacy Christian. Here's Meyer, straightaway, shot fake, enters it into the post to the cutter, Stangle.
Oh.
Off to Monier, blocked away. Good defense by Matthews and Hess of Legacy. Here's a long triple right away by Legacy Christian. Deep corner, missed on the play by Honor. Rebound Matthews, drives to the rim, overshoots. Blocking foul, Legacy Christian in backcourt as Houston got the rebound. And White tried to steer her way down the sideline.
That's the second foul on Hess.
That's two on Emma Hess, and that's big. She's got to come out, no question.
Well, with 3:19 and her sitting down, Houston has to get an advantage now with her not in the game.
Wildcats have got to make hay, as they say. 3:13 to go, second quarter. Two-point lead, Legacy Christian. Nobody scored in 3 minutes. Outside the arc on the left, it's Riesenbeck. Open for Houston, shoots it off to the left. Rebound, Legacy. Here come the Knights. Forecourt on the arc, available three-point shooter. Combs doesn't take it. Gives it up to Honor. Honor on a weave. Here's Riddle. Down to Matthews in the left corner. Jumping, shooting from 19. It hit the heel. Long rebound, Riesenbeck for Houston. She darts up the floor. These two teams have combined now, Chuck, for about 10 misses in a row.
Yeah.
2:30 left to go, second quarter. Legacy 16, Houston 14. High left, it is Boysford. Throws it cross court, it's Telegraph. Intercepted by Combs. Down the floor to Leach. She blew the layup. Got the rebound back, though. And a reach in against Riesenbeck.
I don't know how you missed that shot right there.
I don't know either. But I tell you what, these two clubs have combined for a number of misses.
2 points each here in the quarter.
Yeah, short shots of plenty here for Legacy. They can't find the range. Here's another one. Inbounds play. Low on the left to Riddle. Her five-footer, no good. Rebounded by Houston again. Zone defense by Legacy, giving Houston fits.
Well, Houston is just going ahead and settling for threes. That's all they're shooting.
Neither team able to register points in an extremely low-scoring second quarter. As Chuck noted, just 2 points each. And Houston with a bounce pass. It rolls across the floor, out of bounds. Head coach Brad Allen of Houston wants a timeout. A minute 53 to go in the second. Houston hanging close, though. Down 16-14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Just a minute 53 to go here in the second quarter with Houston trailing Legacy Christian by a count of 16-14. Now the officials confer, perhaps regarding the most recent timeout called by Houston's Brad Allen.
Yeah, Brad says that he called a 30 and they gave him a full.
And that may get corrected, and it has been.
And he got the benefit of a full timeout.
Yeah, so. That's right. Here we go in backcourt. Legacy Christian will throw it in, leading by two. These two teams have been throwing up blanks the last 5.5 to 6 minutes. 2 points each to start the quarter for the two teams. Nothing since. Far right wing, it's Riddle, goes baseline. Running one-hander, out of control, missed it, no good. Rebound Houston on the inside. Knocked away by Legacy Christian. Houston gets it back. Tell you what, the Wildcats have been tenacious. Legacy Christian with some errant shooting, and Housen's not backing down on the boards. Outside the arc, high right. It is handled on the play by Stangle. Deep left corner to Voisert. Riesenbeck straight away. Now Voisert in the lane to Riesenbeck at the foul line. Shot puts up an 18-footer off to the left. Long rebound, Houston. Left corner jumper by White. It's no good. Rebounded by Matthews, and here comes Legacy. They want to run. They get too fast for their own good. They lost it. Houston's got it, and Monier has it punched out of bounds by Legacy.
Very sloppy second quarter.
Oh, yeah. Legacy Christian wants to run before they've got full control of the basketball. 50.2 to go, second quarter, two-point lead still. Here's a three-point shot, right corner, Houston. It is off the iron. Stangle missed it. Rebound to Legacy in backcourt. Emma Hess on the bench. Leading scorer on the year. She's got two fouls for Legacy, which gets a baseline jumper from Kinzinger, and it swishes. That breaks the drought for both teams of better than 6.5 minutes without a point. 27 seconds to go, second quarter. Here's a good inside pass from Stangle to Monier, and she lays it up and in for Houston. 18-16, Legacy but two. So we go 6.5 without a point, and then two possessions in a row. Each club scores 7, 6, 5 seconds left. Deep left corner, Combs, high-arching shot off the back brace. And that's going to do it. Rebound Munger for Houston as the first half finishes. Good first two quarters. Wildcats hanging tough against the 20-2 second-seeded Legacy Christian Knights. Legacy 18, Houston 16. First quarter score was 14-12 Legacy. And it's still two at the half after each team netted 4 points in a very low-scoring second stanza. We're back in a moment with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. 18-16, Houston down a bucket on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Our second webcast of the night featuring Houston and Legacy Christian. The Lady Wildcats trail by 2 at halftime, 18-16. Rushi won the opener, 47-38 over Layman Catholic, rallying from a halftime deficit to do it. In fact, Rushi pulled away to lead by 13. With under 1.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, won by 11 over Layman, which played better than Rushi in the first half, but Rushi outplayed Layman in a big way over the final two quarters. Our halftime report here in the second game of this doubleheader is brought to you, as always, by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck, we've got a tight one. Head coach Brad Allen jumped on Legacy Christian, the number 2 seed at the draw. He had confidence in his girls, and they're playing well right with Legacy Christian through 16 minutes.
He's got to be happy. Two-point game at half. They're right here in it, and that was with Bonnier only scoring 1 basket in the half.
Yep.
18-15 rebounding advantage for Houston. Each team has 5 offensive rebounds, 10 turnovers by the Wildcats, 5 from Legacy Christian. 2 of 4 from the free throw line for the Wildcats. Legacy Christian did not go to the free throw line in the first half. 9 points for Emma Hess, 4 for Emily Riddle, 3 from Maddie Combs, and 2 from Margaret Kinzinger. They scored 14 and 4, 18 for the half. Amber Stangl for Houston, almost said the Rockets. For Houston has 7, 5 for Boisard, 2 for Monier, 2 for Riesenbeck. They scored 12 and 4, 16 to 18 at the half.
And the start for Houston was very good. 2 threes were banked in right at the beginning. One by Boisard, one by Stangl. Then Emma Hess went to work for Legacy Christian, but she had to sit down after that 9-point first quarter with 2 personal fouls, and Houston was able to hang in. Obviously, the Wildcats have got to make shots over the final 2 periods and count on Legacy to produce some continued cold shooting.
It doesn't bode well for Houston that Hess sat and didn't score in the second quarter, and they did not take any advantage of that.
Right.
They still trailed by 2 like they did when she went out of the game.
And Monier's got to get the ball inside and be more productive. She did have a late second quarter field goal for Houston. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. 6 minutes away from the start of our third quarter, Houston trails 2-seed Legacy Christian 18-16 here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center has you covered. The highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. And we're priced to fit your budget with finance options. Application is easy. Plus, Goffney's new innovative support report system can find a perfect fitting mattress for you and take advantage of 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts, new inventory of furniture always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan in Sydney, just west of I-75 and Route 47. Go, Goffney. We've got you covered. Time now for our Lacalle Equipment Spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. Lacalle, one of our longtime underwriting sponsors. In fact, it is a founding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jeff Bray and I simply could not have gotten Scores Broadcast off the ground without the help of Lacalle Equipment. The initial support was so significant, it got us up and running. Lacalle has been a part of scoresbroadcast.com for better than 12 years, since our very beginning. Lacalle once moved in 1982 to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Lacalle. And here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, under the Lacalle Equipment Spotlight, we highlight Houston players, 1, 2, 3, 4 seniors, Hayden Riesenbeck, Jess Monier, Holly Boisard, and Addie White. They are the 12th graders for head coach Brad Allen's Houston Wildcats, and they're giving recognition tonight by Locale Equipment and Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And welcome back here to Sydney High School. I'm Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com. Like to let you know that we've got more action for you coming up this weekend. We've got one game from the Pickwick Boys Division IV sectional. That is on Friday night, and a trio of games for you on Saturday evening. Our first game on Friday night, Chuck, starts at, we got a game at 6 and a game at 7:30.
Yeah, 7:30.
So we're on the web online at about 7:15 on Friday night. And then we've got all three games for you on Saturday, the first of which starts, I think, at
4:30.
Is it at 4:30?
4:36, 7:30.
4:36, 7:30. And we're on the web online at 4:10 on Saturday night, a trio of games for you. Thus, we will not be able to webcast from here at the Sydney Girls Tournament on Saturday because those games will overlap with our travel and the start of game one at Pickwick. But we are completing a doubleheader for you tonight here at the Sydney Girls Division IV Sectional. Rushi defeated Layman Catholic in our opener 47-38. And here in the nightcap, it's Houston trailing Legacy Christian by 2, 18-16. We start play in quarter number 3. Houston with the ball directly in front of us. We are parked on the floor at the south end of the Sydney High School court. Looking right at the Wildcats who are coming at the hoop up and to our left. Here's Monier on the arc to Riesenbeck. Riesenbeck's got the ball. Shoots a pass cross court to Stengel. Amber top of the circle. Drained to 3 to open the scoring at the outset of the night. Hand off to Riesenbeck. She tries to carve out space inside the arc. Begins a drive. She's knocked down. Falls to the floor. Regains possession. Shoots a pass to a teammate, Stengel. Her jumper from 17 is no good. Look at the rebound drive up and in. Beautiful play. Was that Stengel who got it back?
She looks like she's a good-looking sophomore. I like the way she hustles.
Oh, she's got savvy. She knows where the ball was coming off the rim. She went right to it. Gobbled it up and made an adept drive. Here's a Legacy attack. Quickly down the floor, Hess. Hess has space low on the right. Missed it. Got it back. Fouled in the act of shooting on the rebound. And she's awarded 2. Emma, the star player for Legacy Christian, better than 15 points a game, sat much of the second quarter with 2 fouls. Houston's got to do a good job on her in the second half. She's got 2 free throws here. The first one is up and in, lipped the rim, but stayed home. 19-18, 2-point lead, or I should say 19-18, easy.
That's that new math.
Easy on the math, Jack. 1-point lead. Now it's 2 as Hess connects on a pair. 20-18, Legacy Christian over Houston. We played a minute 10 here in the third quarter, and Legacy with 4 Carolina blue shirts in backcourt puts on the pressure. Here's Voisard down the floor quickly for Houston. Drives, spins, and scores. Houston wasting no time trying to beat the Legacy Christian press. 20-20 tie. 6.5 to go in the third. Hess on the behind-the-back dribble. Had a shot, didn't take it. Dumped it off to the three-point shooter. Swish, a long bomb is good by Maddie Combs. Combs, the coach's daughter, rifled in a trifecta. And Legacy leads by three, 23-20. Houston down the floor. It's White on the arc to the long three-point shooter. It's Voicer, no good. Rebound in the lane. Yes. Good follow to the basket. That was Stangle again. Boy, she's got a nose for the rim. The little guard came darting into the paint, gobbled up the rebound, and pumped it through. Here's a drive to Kensinger in the lane. Blocked by Monier of Houston. Legacy gets it back in the corner. It's Kensinger. A long three. Overshoots it. Weak side rebound. Voicer for Houston. Look at her go. Left-hand dribble to Stangle. Foul line White. Jump shot. Got it. Houston on a roll. Leads by one. 24-23. Good ball movement for the Lady Cats. 5:28 to go here in the third. Left-hand dribble. It's Kensinger. Oh, it looked like she traveled. No call. Dish to a teammate, Combs. On the arc, it's Honor. Here's Hess setting up. Her three-point bomb clanged off the iron. Weak side rebound, White for Houston. It's ruled a foul, a hook against Legacy. Boy, the Wildcats coming out with a purpose here in the third quarter, Chuck. Make no mistake about it.
Stangle is impressive.
Sure is.
5-5, and they're just pounding on the boards with people.
Uh-oh, against the press. Houston coughed it up in backcourt. Legacy got it. Here's a driving layup. Good. Kathleen Honor. She tracked down the loose ball. Houston was careless. Legacy by one. 25-24. 4:59 to go here in the third quarter. Kicking violation to Legacy.
Having trouble getting the ball in past Emma Hess.
We've got 10 players in backcourt. Houston trying to throw in. They fire it ahead to White. White to Riesenbeck. Down the floor to Voicer. Here's a running one-hander with the left. It's no good. Strong rebound. White on the inside to Riesenbeck. On the arc to Voicer. She chucks up a three ball, and she's got it. Voicard wide open. Outstanding motion by Houston. Boy, they're delivering the ball to the player who's open. Two-point lead. Wildcats. Legacy gets a timeout. 4:40 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Pep Legacy Christian will throw it in right in front of us here at the south end of the floor. Excuse me, no pressure from Houston. The White Church relent. They fall back into their man-to-man defense, which head coach Brad Allen said the Wildcats would play most all night. Here is Hess with the ball, high right. Gives it up outside the arc on the left to Kensinger. And she hoists up a three. It hits the rim. Loose ball, scrap in the lane. Tie up. Arrow favors the Blue Shirts.
Yeah, no box out that time. They turned and allowed Legacy to come in and tie them up.
4:23 to go in the third quarter. Houston leads by two after trailing by two at the half. Ball lobbed in top of the circle. Kensinger goes left corner to Maddie Combs. She starts a drive. Comes back on top to Kathleen Honor. 10 points a game, sophomore. Here's Kensinger left open. High left. She buried it. Three ball in. Legacy back up one. Nice pass from Combs to Kensinger, who poured in the triple. And the teams trade threes. Legacy Christian leads by a point. 28-27, 3:50 to go, third quarter. Here's Riesenbeck driving. On the arc to the Houston three-point gunner. It's Voicard. Got it. Long range. Voicard mails one in. Three straight triples in this game. Two by Houston, one by Legacy. Houston back up two. Three ball. Emily Hess lets it go from downtown. In and out. Rebound, Houston. Long throw to Monier. Monier low on the left. Banks it up. Good!
Houston beat the press again.
Did a nice job, Mon. You did a great job of holding up, letting Hess fly by her, and then laying it up.
Mon, you're racing down the floor for Houston. Boy, the pivot player did a nice job. Here's a counter by Legacy. The drive to the rim. Riddle right in front. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Houston. Houston leads by four. 3 minutes left, third quarter. Top of the circle with the ball, Voisert. Deep left corner, Riesenbeck. Straight away, Stengel. Stengel on the dribble. Gives it up to teammate Holly Voisert. And now Riesenbeck backs it out per instructions from head coach Brad Allen of Houston. 2:35 left to go, third quarter. A little pick and roll outside the arc by Houston. Drive by Riesenbeck. Baseline left. A runner overshoots. Weak side rebound. Down to a Carolina blue jersey taken there by Combs. Long flip to Honor. Back out to Combs. High left. It's Riddle. Off to Hess. Hess fakes left. Goes right. And she was shoved way out on the floor. It's Common.
They've got Holly Voisard at 5'4", guarding Hess.
Yep.
And man-to-man at that end. And she's doing a good job on her.
Yeah, Voisard's been on her. White's been on her. And they've slowed Hess down here in the third quarter. Does she have a field goal, Chuck?
No, she has two free throws.
2:15 left in the third. Houston's got its biggest lead, four, since it was up six in the opening minute of this game. Combs on a weave to Hess. Elbow on the left. She gave it up. Here's a long three ball left corner. It is no good. Missed everything. Honor couldn't catch iron. Easy board to Houston. Wildcats up four. 1:50 to go in the third quarter. Outside the arc, Riesenbeck lobs into the lane for Monier. Easy pickoff by Hess. Here she goes, off and running, behind the back, into the lane, driving layup, good, and a blocking foul against Houston. That was well done by Emma Hess of Legacy Christian.
Yeah, and that was the correct call. The Houston fans didn't care for it, but it was a block.
Yep, a poor pass here at the offensive end by Houston led to the run out by Hess, who made a sweet behind-the-back dribble as she entered the top of the circle at the other end. And then she slid over, drawing the defensive block as she laid it through to make it 32-30. Scoreboard has not registered the 2 points yet.
Well, they're discussing whether the shot was good or not, but it was good.
Oh, yeah. 1:41 remaining.
Three officials, and one of them saw the ball go through. They had to go over and ask the official score.
Looked to me like the shot by Hess did tickle the twine.
Oh, it definitely went in. I've already written it down.
3-point chance, Emma Hess. Houston leads by two. It's on the way, and she's dead eye at the strike. Boy, you don't dare foul her. Yep, Houston's 4-point lead, 32-28, shrivels to one with 1.5 to go in the third quarter. Riesenbeck drives into the lane, gives it up to Meyer, who's back on the floor. Baseline left corner, Megan Meyer. Outside the arc to Riesenbeck. On a weave to Meyer. Head of the key. On the bounce. Between the circles, it's Voisard. And she's knocked to the floor. Overguarding clearly against Legacy. It's Common. 5 team fouls total in the second half of this game. 3 on Houston, 2 on Legacy Christian. Houston inbounding. It's Meyer throwing in backcourt. Handled there by Stengel. Amber Stengel, 9 points a game. 5 feet, 5 inches tall, nearly 6 boards a game. Here's a long three by Riesenbeck. Overshot it. Rebound low on the left by Monier. And she's grabbed in both arms. Let's see who picked it up. Is it Hess or Riddle?
No, they called it on Riddle. Hess was there. Riddle grabbed her arm.
2 free throws here for Monier for Houston, which needs these. Monier missed a couple at the stripe in the first half. Her foul shot's away, and it's good. 33-31, Houston by 2. 1:05 to go here in the third quarter.
I think psychologically it's important for Houston to still have the lead to start the fourth quarter.
Wildcats with a 17-point third quarter, making an 18-point third quarter. 34-31, Lady Cats, as Monier sinks the free throw. 1 minute even to go here in the third. Hess between the circles.
high right, gives it up, and it goes right back to Hess, who drives and scores. Oh, that's the old patented give and go.
Yeah, that was a terrific play.
Hess on the receiving end. 1 point lead, Houston. 40 seconds left in the third. Riesenbeck in the corner. Handoff on the play to Boysert. Top of the circle, Stengel. Bounce pass high right to White. On top, it's Riesenbeck. Half minute remaining, third period. 34-33, Houston. Dribbling with the left hand, it's Riesenbeck. 25 feet away. Crosses over, nearly had it knocked free. David baseline right to Voisart. She drives. Throws to Stengel, foul line. Open look from 15. It bounced away, no good. Fine shot. It just wouldn't roll in. Rebound to Legacy in backcourt. Hess almost has her pocket picked by Voisart, who's called with the foul, and that was a little ticky-tacky. That could have been a steal.
Yep.
And a basket the other way. 8.9 left in the third quarter. Houston by one. Legacy with the ball at midcourt. It's thrown into backcourt. Tracked down by Honor. 6 seconds to go. Honor crosses over. Shake and bake down the left side of the lane. Running one-hander. No good. Strong rebound by Munger as the third quarter finishes. Houston dodged the bullet right there at the end of the period and still leads after 24 minutes. Three periods in the books. It's a good one. Houston 34, Legacy Christian 33 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh.
A margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah.
A chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Pat Chuck, if head coach Brad Allen would have been told a few hours ago he'd have a 1 point lead at the start of the fourth quarter, he would have said, I will take it.
I'll take it. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Here's Houston operating at the offensive end right in front of us. The ball thrown to Monier in the post. The ball rolled up her arm over her shoulder, and Legacy's got the loose ball. 1 point lead, Houston. Legacy operates at the other end of the floor. Foul line extended left. With the ball is Honor. Honor penetrates the foul area. Jump shot is no good. Short. Rebound down to Riesenbeck. Cross court to Monier. She springs through the lane. Up and under on the shot. Blocked out of bounds by the Knights. Monier did not have much of a look. Fortunately, Legacy did not get the loose ball. Shot deflected. Rolled out. Houston throws in. Low on the right. Legacy knocks it free. Oh, what a save in the corner by Stengel. She's boxed in. Legacy fouls on the arm. Or does Houston get a timeout?
They called the timeout.
Head coach Brad Allen conserves the possession. 40 seconds gone here in the fourth. 1 point lead. Houston on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, we played less than a minute to start the fourth. Neither team has scored. Houston's still up 1, 7-20. Remaining on the scoreboard clock, fourth period of this game. Houston in the half court right in front of us, and a player falls down on the inbounds pass. The ball rolls free, and Legacy's got it. Here's Honor down the floor, right of the lane, running one-hander, banked it in, and Legacy's got a one-point edge. And here's a reach-in foul in backcourt against Legacy Christian. That was a careless one on Katie Leach. Houston's got to stem the tide right here. Cannot allow Legacy to run off several more points in a row. Legacy scored the last four. Houston led 34-31 late in that third quarter of play. 1 minute gone in the fourth. Here's a good drive up the floor by Boisard. Stopped her dribble. Gave it outside the arc on the right to Meyer. She drives in among the trees. Flips it to the three-point shooter. Blocked out of bounds by Emma Hess.
Wow.
What a play. Amber Stengel tried to arch one up from distance. And Emma Hess, the six-footer, sophomore, by the way, 15-point score, had nothing to do with that shot. Here's Meyer dribbling through the top of the key for Houston. 6:47 to go in the fourth quarter. Houston down one. Boy, this Legacy defense has really picked up in tightness and intensity. Here's Riesenbeck. Deep right corner, Stengel. Stengel to Riesenbeck. She's open, head of the key. Lets it go. No good off the flange. Rebound right corner. Monier saves for Houston, but right to Matthews and Legacy. Outlet to Hess. Here she goes on the run. Hits a teammate. Driving layup. Blown. Rebound Houston. Foul Matthews. Emma Hess with a great assist, or at least it should have been.
Yep.
Riddle, I should say, had the gimme for Legacy Christian and simply muffed it. And a rebounding foul against Legacy. Again, Houston dodges a bullet. Houston yet to score in the first nearly 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. Down one, 35-34. Dribbling up the floor comes Holly Voisard. Voisard over the timeline. Picked up 30 feet away by Leach. Ball thrown to Monier in the post. Might have shuffled. Hooked it up with the left hand. No good. Rebounded by Hess. Shot almost went in. Didn't. Hess got the rebound. Fed it down the floor to Honor. Back to Hess. Straight away Riddle. Guides it up from three-point land. It clanged off the iron. Rebound to Houston. Here comes Stengel on the giddy-up. Stengel pulls up inside the arc. Change of pace move. Foul line. Out back to Riesenbeck. Here's a deep corner three by Megan Meyer. Short. Loose ball rebound. Hess has got it for Legacy. No scoring, but just 2 points by Legacy starting the fourth. Hess is left open. She launches. No good. Loose ball rebound in the corner. Foul. Reach in. Houston. 5:21 to go in the fourth. And we're stuck at 35-34 Legacy.
Well, we had a big scoring through. It was 18-15 in the third quarter, and now it's gone back to what we saw the first half.
Yeah, a drought in the second quarter of this game. A drought here to start the fourth. Here is Legacy inbounding to Hess at midcourt. Hess has got the ball 40 feet away. This young lady possesses a lot of talent. She might at times, Chuck, be a little too unselfish.
Yeah, that's possible. I think she's going to be a real good basketball player for us.
Oh, look at this drive by Danielle Matthews. Well done by Legacy. She got the ball in the right corner, fed to her by Hess. She crept along the baseline, kept moving. Nobody slid over to get her, and she looped in a little five-footer from the short corner. And Legacy Christian possesses a three-point lead. And here's Monier down on the inside, committing an offensive foul for Houston away from the action as she plowed into Matthews. Head coach Brad Allen makes a substitution. He hopes it's not getting away from the Cats a little bit here. Houston has not scored in the fourth quarter in better than 3 minutes.
Well, Boisard's sitting down, but he can't have her sit down very long because she's been their offense.
You're so right. 37-34, Legacy by three. Here's an overplay at midcourt. Nearly a steal by Riesenbeck of Houston, and Legacy gets a timeout. 4:36 to go. Houston within three. Legacy on top. 37-34 on scores broadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Yeah, right now it's go Houston. Wildcats trail by 3. 4:36 left to go in the fourth quarter. Legacy Christian with the ball. It's inbounded to Emma Hess at the timeline. The outstanding 6-foot sophomore gives it up on the play to Maddie Combs straight away. Right back to Hess. She drives, baseline right, pulls up, baseline J, 15-footer. Oh, is that smooth.
What a basketball move that was.
Fluid play by Hess. And don't look now. Legacy Christian has reeled off 8 straight points to go up 5. 39-34. Here's Houston reeling a little bit now, not having scored in 4 minutes in the fourth quarter. Baseline left, it's Voisert. Voisert is pinched in. She's got to get rid of the ball. Wants to go to Meyer. Legacy gets a hand on it long enough. It's a jump. Legacy possession. Momentum getting away from Houston. In fact, Legacy has grabbed it. Three minutes and 54 seconds to go here in the game. Legacy Christian leads 39-34. Up over the timeline for Legacy Christian is Kathleen Honor. Picked up 25 feet away by Addie White. Goes baseline left to a teammate. It's Kensinger. Her 15-footer from the extreme corner. Long reach-in foul on the rebound against Legacy. It's common. We'll go one and one hereafter, both ways. Legacy Christian continues to torment Houston with some pressure in backcourt. And now it's released as Riesenbeck brings it down. She veers off into the corner, goes behind her to White. She thought about shooting the three, didn't. Entered the paint, almost walked. Pulled up, tries the 14-footer, off to the left. Rebound Legacy. That was a good look. Defender flew by. White couldn't knock it down. Legacy has the rebound. Houston has not scored in the fourth and trails by 5. 3:08 to go. Here's Combs on the arc to Leach. Back to Combs. 20 feet away, 15 feet away. 3 minutes even to go. Dribble drive, Kensinger through the paint. Throws a wild pass. Riesenbeck on the pilfer. Down the floor for Houston. Riesenbeck behind her to Stengel. Shot fake, foul line J. Off the rim, no good. And Houston has gone stone cold. Great save inbounds by Riddle to Hess. Hess dribble drive all the way to the rack. In and out, no good. Great rebound by White. Here comes Houston down the floor. Fall away jump shot. Houston, no good. Rebound loose below the rim. It's on the deck. Ball rolling. Who's got it? Houston has it. Bonnier for 3. Good! How about that?
Wow, that was huge.
How about that? Scattered floor. Everybody sprawling on the hardwood. And the ball rolled right to Bonnier, who canned a triple. Houston within 2. 39-37. Dribble drive, Riddle through the lane. Deep left corner, 3 ball by Legacy. In! That was a clutch shot to Kathleen Honor. It matched the Houston 3 from Bonnier. 42-37. Houston down 5. A minute 53 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
Up the Houston Wildcats after the three-point basket by Honor of Legacy, trailed by five again, 42-37. Last possession, Monier drilled a triple for Houston. But now the Wildcats are behind by five again, a minute 45 to go in the fourth quarter. Dribble drive through the lane area. It's White on the arc to Riesenbeck. Riesenbeck throws to Monier in the post. Good entry. She twists and turns. Might have gotten away with a walk. Fed it off to a teammate. The drive is good. Up and in. Nice play. Monier to White on the finish. 42-39. Nicely drawn up by head coach Brad Allen.
Well, they need to stop here right now.
Here's Emma Hess, top of the circle. Legacy spreads the floor. She drives. Might have taken it to the cup, but passed it back out. A minute 12 left. Both teams in the bonus. Here's Maddie Combs to Honor. Honor splits a couple defenders and gets the knee from Addie White. Honor with a 1-1 for Legacy Christian, which leads by three, 67 seconds to go in the fourth.
Well, they've only shot three free throws, all of them by Hess, so this is the first time anybody else has shot a free throw.
Head coach Brad Allen knew what he was doing, Chuck, when he jumped on Legacy Christian at the tournament draw. Houston has played Legacy right down to the wire, mighty tough.
A lot of coaches here, too. Mechanicsburg's here. Yep. Fort Loramie's here. A lot of people wanting to see this team.
Free throw by Honor. Good. The lead, four. And she stretches it to five. She connects on a pair. 104 left in the game. Houston behind the five. Wildcats can have no empty possessions from here on. Riesenbeck. Top of the circle to White. Back to Riesenbeck. He starts a drive. Pulls up. Oh, great dish to Monier. Monier might have been fouled. No call. Shot not good. A little heavy. It came off the back iron. Rebound to Legacy, which is in business. Up five. 42 seconds left.
Wow, can she handle the basketball?
Here's Kathleen Honor dribbling all over the place. Herky jerky, shake and bake. Houston tracks her and finally fouls her.
Well, she keeps the ball low. She crosses over, and she's only a sophomore also.
Right. This Legacy Christian team is going to be heard from here at this sectional tournament again next year.
Unless they send them somewhere else again.
Yeah, right. They've been to three or four different places each of the last three or four years. Here, I think, for the very first time this season.
Yeah, they're 6-for-6 from the free throw line.
Kathleen Honor hits again. Wow, she is, what, 3-for-3 at the stripe herself?
Yep.
Make it 4-of-4. She buries two, and it's a 7-point game. Biggest lead for Legacy. Here's a quick three off balance by Addie White of Houston. It's an air ball. It goes out of bounds to Legacy. 31.1 to go. Houston down seven. Just a little too much Legacy Christian here at the finish. Here's a long lob up the floor to Combs. Combs hits a streaker going toward the basket. It's caught and laid in. Good pass. As Houston had no choice but to press big time in backcourt. And Combs hit Katie Leach. She was cherry picking for the deuce. And Legacy Christian is up 9, 48-39. Houston had closed within a couple points in the last 2 minutes. Free throw, no good. 23 seconds left. Here's White with the rebound up to the head of the circle for Houston. A line drive, three, off the rim, no good. Rebound Honor for Legacy. Foul Houston, 15.9 left, and Legacy is going to win it. Houston Wildcats with a scant total of five here in the fourth quarter, and that proves to be the Wildcats' undoing.
Well, they scored 9 points in the second and fourth quarter.
There you go. That will get you beat most every time. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie,
Thanks as well to Barker Insurance, north edge of Anna, or I should say north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Honor at the free throw line for Legacy Christian finally misses one. Double bonus time for Legacy. Second free throw in the air, and it is good. 49-39, Legacy up 10. The deficit for Houston not nearly indicative of how competitively this game was played. Here is White dribbling down the floor for Houston, all the way into the lane. Fields flips it off to Voisard. She stumbles down, loses it. Legacy picks it up. The buzzer sounds, and that's it. Two very good games tonight here at Sydney High in the lower bracket opening round of girls Division IV sectional play. Rushi beats Lehman Catholic by 9, and it's a 10-point win for Legacy Christian over Houston, which gave Legacy a game fight. In fact, Houston led by 3 very late in the third quarter, led by 1 entering the fourth. In fact, nobody scored the first couple minutes of the fourth quarter. Houston still led with 6 to go, but Legacy Christian turned it on very late, and as Chuck noted just a moment ago, poor scoring by Houston in the second and fourth quarters wound up being the difference in this game. In the final tally, 49-39, Legacy wins it. Chuck?
Well, let's look at the scoring for Legacy. They 18 points from sophomore Emma Hess. She's terrific.
Yep.
And 12 points from sophomore Kathleen Honor. The combination, those two girls are going to be around for a while, play some outstanding basketball. Play.
Yep.
They're a little far away to give them a Clancy's, but those two would be my Clancy's if they were close enough to go get a sandwich.
I tell you what, next year, Legacy a 2 seed, Loramie a 1 seed all over again.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a break for Legacy because they won't have to play Loramie, who doesn't lose anybody.
If Legacy's back in this.
If
they're in this sectional again.
And on the Houston side, Holly Voisard, the senior, had 13. She was terrific. And 11 for Amber Stengel. She's a sophomore. Those are my two Clancy's players of the game.
That's a good pair, Voisard and Stengel for Houston. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Legacy Christian with the win, now 21-2 on the year, and Legacy plays Riverside at 3:30 on Saturday in the second of two games here in the lower bracket sectional semifinals. Rushi meets Botkins in the first on Saturday at 2. Our next webcast is from the Piqua D4 Boys Tournament at 7:10 on Friday night. Our final scores again here this evening, 47-38 Rushi over Lehman Catholic and 49-39 Legacy over Houston. For Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee, I'm Jack Kramer. Good night from here at Sydney High School.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.